Chapter 20. A drunkard is obnoxious, loud, and argumentative. You're a fool to get intoxicated with strong drink. The rage of a king is like the roar of a lion. Do you really want to go and make him angry? A person of honor will put an argument to rest. Only the stupid want to pick a fight. If you're too lazy to plant seed, it's too bad when you have no harvest on which to feed. A man of deep understanding will give good advice, drawing it out from the well within. Many will tell you they're your loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly trustworthy? The lovers of God will walk in integrity, and their children are fortunate to have godly parents as their examples. A righteous king sits on his judgment seat. He scatters evil away from his kingdom by his wise discernment. Which one of us can truly say, "I am free from sin in my life, and my heart is clean and pure"? Mark it down. God hates it when you demonstrate a double standard, one for them and one for you. Every child shows what they're really like by how they act. You can discern their character, whether they are pure or perverse. Lovers of God have been given eyes to see with spiritual discernment and ears to hear from God. If you spend all your time sleeping, you will grow poor. So wake up, sleepyhead. Don't sleep on the job. And then there will be plenty of food on your table. The buyer says, as he haggles over the price, "That's junk. It's worthless." Then he goes out and brags, "Look at the great bargain I got." You may have an abundance of wealth, piles of gold and jewels, but there is something of far greater worth, speaking revelation words of knowledge. Anyone stupid enough to guarantee a loan for a stranger deserves to have his property held as security. What you obtain dishonestly may seem sweet at first, but sooner or later you'll live to regret it. If you solicit good advice, then your plans will succeed. So don't charge into battle without wisdom, for wars are won by skillful strategy. A blabbermouth will reveal your secrets, so stay away from people who can't keep their mouths shut. If you despise your father or mother, your life will flicker out like a lamp, extinguished into the deepest darkness. If an inheritance is gained too early in life, it will not be blessed in the end. Don't ever say, "I'm going to get even with them if it's the last thing I do." Wrap God's grace around your heart, and He will be the one to vindicate you. The Lord hates double standards. That's hypocrisy at its worst. It is the Lord who directs your life. For each step you take is ordained by God to bring you closer to your destiny. So much of your life then remains a mystery. Be careful in making a rash promise before God, or you may be trapped by your vow and live to regret it. A wise king is able to discern corruption and remove wickedness from his kingdom. The spirit God breathed into man is like a living lamp, a shining light searching into the innermost chamber of our being. Good leadership is built on love and truth, for kindness and integrity are what keep leaders in their position of trust. We admire the young for their strength and beauty, but the dignity of the old is their wisdom. When you are punished severely, you learn your lesson well, for painful experiences do wonders to change your life. Chapter 21. It's as easy for God to steer a king's heart for his purposes as it is for him to direct the course of a stream. You may think you're right all the time, but God thoroughly examines our motives. It pleases God more when we demonstrate godliness and justice than when we merely offer him a sacrifice. Arrogance, superiority, and pride are the fruits of wickedness and the true definition of sin. Brilliant ideas pay off and bring you prosperity. But making hasty, impatient decisions will only lead to financial loss. You can make a fortune dishonestly, but your crime will hold you in the snares of death. Violent rebels don't have a chance, for their rejection of truth and their love of evil will drag them deeper into darkness. You can discern that a person is guilty by his devious actions, and the innocence of a person by his honest, sincere ways. It's better to live all alone in a rickety shack than to share a castle with a crabby spouse. The wicked always crave what is evil. They'll show no mercy and get no mercy. Senseless people learn their lessons the hard way, but the wise are teachable. A godly, righteous person has the ability to bring the light of instruction to the wicked, even though he despises what the wicked do. If you close your heart to the cries of the poor, then I'll close my ears when you cry out to me. Try giving a secret gift to the one who is angry with you, and watch his anger disappear. A kind, generous gift goes a long way to soothe the anger of one who is livid. When justice is served, the lovers of God celebrate and rejoice, but the wicked begin to panic. When you forsake the ways of wisdom, you will wander into the realm of dark spirits. To love pleasure for pleasure's sake will introduce you to poverty. Indulging a life of luxury will never make you wealthy. The wicked bring on themselves the very suffering they plan for others, for their treachery comes back to haunt them. It's better to live in a hut in the wilderness than with a crabby, scolding spouse. In wisdom's house, you'll find delightful treasures and the oil of the Holy Spirit. But the stupid squander what they've been given. The lovers of God who chase after righteousness will find all their dreams come true, an abundant life drenched with favor and a fountain that overflows with satisfaction. A warrior filled with wisdom ascends into the high place and releases regional breakthrough, bringing down the strongholds of the mighty. Watch your words and be careful what you say, and you'll be surprised how few troubles you'll have. An arrogant man is inflated with pride. Nothing but a snooty scoffer in love with his own opinion. Mr. Mocker is his name. Taking the easy way out is the habit of a lazy man, and it will be his downfall. All day long he thinks about all the things that he craves, for he hasn't learned the secret that the generous man has learned. Extravagant giving never leads to poverty. To bring an offering to God with an ulterior motive is detestable, for it amounts to nothing but hypocrisy. No one believes a notorious liar, but the guarded words of an honest man stand the test of time. The wicked are shameless and stubborn, but the lovers of God have a holy confidence. All your brilliant wisdom and clever insight will be of no help at all if the Lord is against you. You can do your best to prepare for the battle, but ultimate victory comes from the Lord God. Chapter 22. A beautiful reputation is more to be desired than great riches, and to be esteemed by others is more honorable than to own immense investments. The rich and the poor have one thing in common: the Lord God created each one. A prudent person with insight foresees danger coming and prepares himself for it. But the senseless rush blindly forward and suffer the consequences. Laying your life down in tender surrender before the Lord will bring life, prosperity, and honor as your reward. Twisted and perverse lives are surrounded by demonic influence. If you value your soul, stay far away from them. Dedicate your children to God and point them in the way that they should go, and the values they've learned from you will be with them for life. If you borrow money with interest, you'll end up serving the interests of your creditors, for the rich rule over the poor, Sin is a seed that brings a harvest. You'll reap a heap of trouble with every seed you plant. For your investment in sins pays a full return, the full punishment you deserve. When you are generous to the poor, you are enriched with blessings in return. Say goodbye to a troublemaker, and you'll say goodbye to quarrels, strife, tension, and arguments. For a troublemaker traffics in shame. The Lord loves those whose hearts are holy, and He is the friend of those whose ways are pure. God passionately watches over His deep reservoir of revelation knowledge, but He subverts the lies of those who pervert the truth. A slacker always has an excuse for not working. Like, I can't go to work. There's a lion outside, and murderers too. Sex with an adulteress is like falling into the abyss. Those under God's curse jump right in to their own destruction. Although rebellion is woven into a young man's heart, tough discipline can make him into a man. There are two kinds of people headed toward poverty: those who exploit the poor and those who bribe the rich. Listen carefully and open your heart. Drink in the wise revelation that I impart. You'll become winsome and wise when you treasure the beauty of my words, and always be prepared to share them at the appropriate time. For I'm releasing these words to you this day, yes, even to you, so that your living hope will be found in God alone. For He is the only one who is always true. Pay attention to these excellent sayings of threefold things, for within my words you will discover true and reliable revelation. They will give you serenity, so that you can reveal the truth of the word of the one who sends you. Never oppress the poor, or pass laws with the motive of crushing the weak. For the Lord will rise to plead their case and humiliate the one who humiliates the poor. Walk away from an angry man, or you'll embrace a snare in your soul by becoming bad-tempered just like him. Why would you ever guarantee a loan for someone else or promise to be responsible for his debts? For if you fail to pay, you could lose your shirt. The previous generation has set boundaries in place. Don't you dare move them just to benefit yourself. If you are uniquely gifted in your work, you will rise and be promoted. You won't be held back. You'll stand before kings.